7:44, the morning team show on WSBW. We take just a moment to let Bing sing a little bit.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
We use it to remember, for a moment, December 7th, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor. As history notes, it was just 17 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor that Bing made the first live radio performance of this song, White Christmas, which became an anthem, if you will, especially for those who are away serving overseas during World War II. And, of course, this is the date of entry. Well, December 8th would have been the official time that the approval came for the United States' involvement in World War II, but the attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. Wanted to make sure that we had our recognition of this date, as you're hearing in some of the news reports, and certainly needing to be noted. Hard to believe next year, 2021. Will be a noted anniversary date as far as the decades that have gone past for December 7th, 1941.
You know, another thing, though, with you playing White Christmas, I mean, it's just how it happens sometimes, but a lot of timeless classics like White Christmas and so many other songs, Christmas songs are just regular songs that have remained timeless that came from the World War II era.
You are correct. And I guess you could say the impact, obviously, of what the songs meant at that time, still noting that there is impact that is noted today.
Yes.